KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies at 69 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm this morning, a high around 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a man from Warren County was arrested last night on alcohol and drug charges in Adams County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 19-year-old Andrew Mellencamp of Prohl was arrested following a traffic stop at around 10:30 p.m. He was taken into custody for OWI first offense and possession of a controlled substance. Mellencamp was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A Central Iowa woman died early Wednesday morning during a single vehicle crash on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 28-year-old Shayna Marie Story of Des Moines, who was not wearing her seatbelt, died in the crash that happened at around 6 a.m. on Interstate 80 westbound, about a mile west of the Greenfield exit. Authorities say a 2006 Ford Fusion she was driving drifted off the road and hit a cable barrier on the shoulder and continued into the ditch, rolling end over end three or four times before coming to rest on its wheels facing southwest. Story was ejected from her car as it rolled and came to rest 12 feet away from the vehicle. The Adair County Medical Examiner declared her deceased at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. In other news, the City Council in Walnut will hold their regularly scheduled meeting this evening. On their agenda is discussion about the well project, discussion and possible action on the first reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances by amending the provisions pertaining to water rates for service, discussion of the minimum maintenance ordinance with officials from SWPCO, discussion of a plaque honoring Eldon Ranney, quarterly inspections of city property, and other matters. The Walnut City Council meeting takes place at the Walnut City Hall, of course, and that begins at 5 p.m. Voters in Shelby are being asked to head to the polls next Tuesday to cast their ballots during a special election for the city council. There are four candidates vying for two open city council seats. The candidates include Donovan Donchi, Steve Myers, Robert Morton, and Karen Schluter. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 10th at the Shelby Community Building. Construction work to set bridge beams on the northbound Interstate 29 bridge over Floyd Boulevard in Sioux City will require closing Floyd Boulevard this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., weather permitting, and that's according to the DOT's construction office in Sioux City. Motorists wanting to go southbound on I-29 will be directed around the work zone by traveling onto I-29 and then left onto Wesley Parkway and then left onto the southbound on-ramp. Motorists wanting to exit southbound I-29 to Floyd Boulevard will take exit 149 to Wesley Parkway and utilize the surface streets to Floyd Boulevard. A recent survey of Midwest bankers shows a significant increase in farm loan rejections. Creighton University professor Ernie Goss surveys the presidents and CEOs of rural banks in Iowa and nine other Midwestern states. He found nearly 43% of initial farm loan applications have been rejected as bankers react to weak farm income. The financial pinch, he says, will be compounded this fall. Goss expects the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates.
We're likely to see short-term interest rates, again, from our survey, maybe growing by as much as 0.75% by the end of the year.
Goss says the overall Midwest economy is growing, but concerns about trade skirmishes are slowing that growth. Goss predicts the farm equipment sales may soon take a hit.
For Iowa, we've got an agricultural equipment manufacturer, certainly big users of aluminum and steel. They are seeing some price increases and the cost increases, and that's going to really have some negative impacts on that industry. While the industry was doing well for June, I expect that to slow down somewhat because of these tariffs, because of these price increases, and also the trade tensions as well.
Prices remain below break-even for a large share of grain farmers, and Goss's survey indicates there's been a slight slump in checking account deposits in rural banks. Two-thirds of the bankers he surveyed indicated their bank has increased collateral requirements on farm loans. The professor's job index in rural areas of Iowa was in the negative territory for June. Iowa bartenders and police officers want to know more about how the state's new digital driver's licenses will work when they reach smartphones next year. The Des Moines Register reports officials haven't yet explained how bars and retailers will be able to verify the ages of customers when they want to buy alcohol. Mark Stringer with the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa says he wants to know more about what limits will be in place to keep officers from searching someone's smartphone while they look at the digital license. State Transportation Director Mark Lowe says the questions about the new licenses should be addressed before they debut around the middle of next year. In the funeral announcements, Jacqueline Jackie Gutenfelder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Memorial services for Jackie Gutenfelder will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Shelley Wheatley, age 37, of Greenfield, died June 29th at her home. Funeral services for Shelley Wheatley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Beverly Haynes, age 77, of Stewart, died June 29th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Beverly Haynes will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Florence Cook, age 90, of Stewart, died June 25th. A memorial mass for Florence Joan Cook will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Casey Bolick, age 29, of Audubon, died June 30th in Webster County. Funeral services for Casey Bolick will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Gray Heritage Rose Garden in Gray, Iowa. Seating is limited, so please bring your lawn chairs and blankets to sit on. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Toby Henningsen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died June 28th at the Salem Lutheran Nursing Home. Funeral services for Toby Henningsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, followed by lunch served at the church. Mildred Sorber, age 98, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mildred Sorber are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.